I was with a founder today talking about one of the most popular topics that comes up during my advisory office hour sessions, and that is fundraising strategy. I could tell that this founder was overly worried about and sensitive to how much he was going to get diluted by these rounds of funding that are in his future, including the one that's right in front of him. And so I said one of my favorite phrases, which is, "Optimize for growth, not dilution." And he gave me a little bit of puzzled look, and what I told him was raising the right amount of money to aggressively grow versus just kind of grow. And raising money from the right investors that can really help you grow the company versus a run-of-the-mill investor that happens to be willing to give you a better valuation is always favorable versus optimizing for the situation where the dilution is optimized. Still, he looked at me a little bit puzzled, and so I said, let me just give you an example of how important it is to optimize for growth rather than dilution. I laid out a scenario where a founder that has 50% equity in the founding days, and then with each round of funding, gets diluted 20%. 20% in the seed round, 20% in the Series A, 20% in the Series B, etc. And I said, let's start out that seed round at a $5 million valuation, and let's say that the valuation will double with each next round of funding. So again, scenario is starting with 50% equity, getting diluted 20% with each round of funding, and valuation doubling with each round after the seed round. The valuation of the seed round, as I mentioned, was $5 million. So what'll happen is the 50% equity will get diluted to 40% and then 32% and 25.6. And after the Series C, the founder will end up with 20.5% equity. The valuation doubles from the $5 million seed to a $10 million in the Series A, $20 million in the Series B, $40 million in the Series C. On paper, that founder's worth is $8.2 million. So again, this is the first scenario ending up at the Series C at $8.2 million of value for the founder's equity. I said, then let's do this again, where this founder gets diluted 30% with each round of funding, but the valuation triples because this founder optimized for growth, not dilution. The founder raised more money, which meant more dilution, and raise from better investors that can help them grow the business. If I fast forward through the same logic that I used before, this founder in the second scenario will only end up with 12% equity instead of the 20.5% equity in the first scenario. That's a big difference, 12% versus 20.5. But the valuation in that Series C after triple, is going to be $135 million, and on paper, the founder has a worth of $16.2 million. 16.2 versus the first scenario that was 8.2. You get the idea, the benefit of optimizing for growth, not dilution.